hesitations. Let's get to it.
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Dad, don't turn off the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring this stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's life.
It's Woke News on the Johnny B. Show.
Oh, what we got for him?
Green Day frontman Billy Joe Armstrong is the latest big name to speak out against the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade.
I'm so glad that the celebrities are getting out there and speaking up.
Yeah, especially the punk rockers. That's what I like to see. The ruling ignited protests and calls for action across the country on Friday during a concert at the London Stadium in the United Kingdom. Armstrong slammed the United States and announced that he's giving up his citizenship. He said,
"Oh man,
F-word America, I'm effing renouncing my citizenship. I'm effing coming here." The band is currently on tour overseas with Fall Out Boy and Weezer on the Hella Mega Tour. He said, there's just too much effing stupid in the world to go back to that miserable effing excuse for a country. I'm not kidding. You're going to get a lot of me in the coming days. The Daily Mail reported that he also yelled, F the Supreme Court of America, before playing the band's hit, American Idiot. The California band is no stranger to speaking out on political issues. Earlier this month, Green Day performed in front of a banner that read, F Ted Cruz, used the whole thing, following last month's mass shooting at Uvalde, Texas. Almost 20 years ago, the band released the album American Idiot, which is in their response to the war in Iraq and the Bush administration. Armstrong would often perform the title track while wearing a mask of former President George W. Bush. No more Billy Joe. In America, man. He's given up his city. Listen, I'm all for it. I mean, look, if you don't like it here, I think you should find your happiness and go live somewhere where you'll be happy. And if that's in the United Kingdom,
what happened to all the people in 2016 that were going to leave the country if Hillary didn't win? Remember that?
Yes, there was a lot. Alec Baldwin, there was a bunch of them that claimed
said they were going to leave the country, and they never left.
What's her name? Oh, man, the chick that did that show, Girls. Come on, help me out here.
The ugly one. Yeah.
Girls show.
I can't think of her name.
Lena Dunham.
Her.
Didn't she move? She went to Canada, didn't she?
I don't care.
That's the only one, if it is true, and I don't even know. I thought I heard that. If she did it, then she's the only one that has my respect. If you put your money where your mouth is.
She thought she was going to have like a whole commune full of people that just bounced, and she's like there by herself. She's calling up everybody. Guys, I...
Freezing her tuchus off up there in December.
The whole neighborhood
Canada
here. You want to come? Where you at? Amy?
Yeah.
And Alec?
Right.
Okay.
Still there.
Yeah. Weird.
But hey, I mean, look, these celebrities have no excuse. They have all the money in the world. It's true that most of their work comes from New York or L.A., but, you know, now you get on a plane. If you get casted for something, you get on a plane, you're rich. So there's really no excuse for these people. Billy Joe Armstrong, I don't know what his net worth is, the punk rocker, but I'm sure it's in the, let's look it up. Billy Joe Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going to say 50 million.
I'm going to say closer to 100 million. Let's see. Net worth 75. So we split the difference there. He's 50 years old. He's worth $75 million. So he can absolutely go live in the UK. And I say,
anywhere.
I applaud him for sticking by his principles and moving.
Right on.
But we'll see.
Get out of here, dude.
Let's check up on him in a few
months. Do we know what the abortion laws in the UK are by any chance?
You know, that's a good question. I did find a story about, I didn't really talk about it much because I just been burnt out on talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
But there is many, I found a story. Okay, the UK has the legal state of abortion, international status of abortion, broad socioeconomic grounds, it says, limited in the UK. Do you know? Are you teasing?
Don't know. No, I honestly don't know. But I have been seeing more and more of where people are saying, you know, this country is better than the United States. And then you find out that country, it's completely illegal to have. Like The View was broadcasting from the Bahamas. And they were talking about how horrible, you know, the Supreme Court decision was. And look, I haven't been on air to discuss my opinion on it, you know, but I'm a pro-choice guy, but I'm also, you know, I'm pro, you know, body autonomy for everything.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Before you get into that, just because you asked, now I found a story from BBC.com. What is the abortion law in England? Abortions can take place in the first 24 weeks of pregnancy in England, Scotland, and Wales. However, they have to be approved by two doctors. They must agree that having the baby would pose a greater risk to the physical and mental health of the woman than a termination. So theirs are much more restrictive than what we have.
We have the same thing. A doctor can also prescribe an abortion if it's going to be unhealthy for the mom here, too. Pretty much in every state, right?
Yeah, I keep seeing a lot of things that they're just going to be totally banned in some certain states, which I'm a little, I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I don't know.
But I'm a little dubious of that, if the mother's in danger. In the UK, abortions after 24 weeks are only allowed if the woman's life is in danger. There's a severe fetal abnormality or the woman is in risk of grave physical and mental injury. So it seems like theirs are even stricter than here. 24 weeks is what? 12, so 6 months?
Yeah.
Anything before 6 months? That's pretty far down the road. 24 weeks? 6 month fetus?
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
So, but you know, and I had this conversation with my son over dinner on Saturday or Sunday, you know, I was like, look, you know, because my son's very liberal. He's a college student, you know, and you know, I try to explain to him, look, I know you think that I probably, you know, agree with it and everything. And I go, look, I'm pro-choice. You know, I think women should be able to do what they want with their body. I said, but I keep the same energy across the board. I also think that, you know, you should be able to make anybody should be able to make decisions on their body, and the government shouldn't be able to control that, including vaccines, including pretty much anything else. Like, you know, like, yes, we should be able to make decisions on our body. But I agree 100%. Women, men, transgenders, whatever. You should be able to make your own decisions, and the government shouldn't be able to tell you what you can and can't do with your body. I totally agree. But, you know, it's just I feel there's a lot of hypocrisy out there with people that want to say, oh, it's okay for the government to tell you to do things on things that I believe in, but, you know, not on things that you believe in. So if... you know, if somebody says, I think abortion is bad or it's against your religion or whatever, that's their opinion. You can't cock on them, you know, and then tell them that you think they should get the vaccine, you know, if they think that they shouldn't have to. So it's just it's a lot of that, you know, going on, a lot of that debate's happening and all that. And it stinks. You know, but when you really look at it, I think a lot of people don't understand the details of all of this that's going down. I'm sure you probably talked about it a little bit on Friday and probably some last night, too. But, you know, it's a state-to-state decision, and that's what the Supreme Court, that's what they ruled it, that the government as a whole shouldn't be, you know, putting this blanket, ruling. You know, it should be handled state-to-state, which is really how our Constitution is designed. Is that every state has its own ruling body, its own government, and you, the people, actually are getting the say because you vote in your state representatives, your leaders. So if you live in a state and you want to have things your way, you need to vote in the people that will agree with what you believe in. If not, you have to move to a state that is more in line with your beliefs, and it sucks in a lot of ways, but I don't think a lot of people understand completely what's going down. I mean, yeah, I don't like it, you know, but at the same time, you know, I kind of understand where the Supreme Court's decision, how they made the decision. I think a lot of people are dumb. I see people saying it was seven white guys making a decision. And I was like, okay, it's not. It wasn't actually seven white dudes that made the decision. And I think you even pointed out a couple of months ago when they first said this was going to happen, that, you know, it was seven white guys that made it, made the rule 50 years ago. But nobody's saying that.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. The whole thing is, it's crazy, and there's a lot of chaos over it. Did you see what's her name that was on Full House? Is it the big boobed little sister?
I love her too. Which is
What's her name? Julia Sweden or
Jody
something?
Sweeten.
What's her name?
Stephanie Tanner.
Did you see her get tossed by the cops?
I did.
And everybody's freaking out.
Yeah.
She was bum rushing the cops.
Dude, I gotta admit, watching these little ladies storm police officers, you know. I don't know where they get the hubris from. I think it is literally watching Angelina Jolie beat up a bunch of Marines in those action movies she's in. I mean, you're overmatched. I mean,
They're blocking. They were blocking an interstate in Los Angeles, and then like she was trying to run through a barricade that the cops had made so that they don't endanger more protesters' lives, and they simply pushed her back, and she stumbled over, fell on her butt, and hopped back. And everybody's like, "Oh my God, what the F?" And then, of course, all the headlines were LAPD manhandle Full House's Jody Sweeten. Manhandle? Well, that's sexist. You know what I mean? Like, come on, people.
Well, she's top heavy. You know, she tumbles down easy.
Man, she's got some beautiful boobies.
She sure does.
Yeah, always has.
What a beaut.
Yeah, they're lovely. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Back to what you were doing, Will. I'm sorry.
I got a kick out of, you know, you were talking about other restrictive, you know, rules. Emmanuel Macron from France, he's been very vocal about the U.S. abortion laws. Now his own country restricts abortions after 14 weeks.
Yeah, of course. That's what I'm saying. The girls on The View were talking smack from the Bahamas, where it's completely illegal to have an abortion. But they were there on their 25th anniversary show talking smack about the U.S., their own country, which, look, that's fine. That's their opinion. We know how – we know their whole M.O. But you're on soil where it's illegal. I mean, I don't know. It just seemed very ironic to me.
It is. It is, and I think they would just say, well, that's not our country. We're talking about the United States of America. We don't deal with any other.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I think that's probably what they would
just
say.
Just very weird to me, yeah.
It is weird. It is weird, and I know it's a very emotional subject, and I think I do understand both sides of the argument there.
Yeah. I'm right there with you, sure.
And I
the
think
only part
is,
that, that, yeah, the part that loses me is the religious part. I don't like religion being tossed into government. I hate that. Always have. I don't like it at all. It shouldn't be any part of the government.
I kept hearing that, oh, well, all these judges are super religious, which they might be. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, these actions have been taken by activists who, instead of going through a legislature that we have that passes laws in this country, they put this stuff through the courts. And
right.
The thing about courts is you might hold the majority for a certain point, but then you're going to get eventually it's going to switch, and it flipped. And now it's a conservative court. So they go, well, this isn't constitutional, and rulings can be overturned. And that's exactly what happened in this case. So, I mean, they were warned, these activists that did it to begin with, that this could happen someday. And they went, nah, I'm just going to, you know, it's like they're incapable of thinking two steps ahead. They only think of one step ahead, and then they get checkmated. Because they do something stupid, walk into a trap. And it might take a long time. I mean, it took 50 years for this one. So, you know, I don't know. I try my best to take the emotion and how I feel out of it.
Sure.
And just say, you know, is it in the Constitution that says you can get an abortion? And I don't see that anywhere. So it's getting kicked back down to the way it should be, the way the country was
state
set up.
To state.
But now people are going to have to, it's getting to the point where they're going to have to say, yeah, well, I don't like that document. I don't like the Constitution. I don't like America.
Right.
And I want to reshape it and make it into something new. And you go, okay, well, at least we're being honest now. Now you can't hide behind court rulings to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to be real about what you want. So that's why I like the ruling. Because at least it's going to force the gloves to kind of come off. And we're going to have to talk about it and what the future of this experiment is going to be.
Right. I mean, because like I said, when you really get to the nuts and bolts of it, it is actually giving the choice to the people because you elect your state officials. I mean, that's the bottom line. You got to get out and vote. I know it sounds cliche, but the Constitution has always been designed to give power to the state. Each state has its own government. It's really 50 little countries all united together under one umbrella. And I think people kind of lose the grasp of what it really is. And, you know, if you live in a state that has, you know, tighter restrictions on certain things, and you have to try to vote it different, or you have to go to another state. And I know people say, well, it's designed against poor people. And I don't really see that either. I mean, there's ways to not get pregnant. You know, there's birth control. There's several forms of it. There's morning after pills. There's condoms. There's pulling out. There's all kinds of stuff.
You know, I had a mini fight with Eric on Twitter today because he claims that I said last week there was a woman that called in, Elise, I believe was her name, and I let her, you know, vent and talk. And
sure,
certainly she's entitled to her opinion about things. And one of the things we brought up was the roadblock for contraception. And I said, you know, and I was very careful with my words. Eric claims I used the word abortion, which I meant to go check the tape today because maybe I did. I really don't think so because I remember this conversation that we were talking about how I said, you know, Planned Parenthood, I've heard, I have to do some research on it, has stood in the way of over-the-counter contraception. And I said, you know, for services and procedures that they, you know, give, it would cost them money if over-the-counter contraception was. And I guess in his mind that he was saying, well, you mean abortion, that they're trying to. And, you know, frankly, that could be. If that's right. One of their big services they provide that they make money on, they wouldn't say that out loud because that's demonic, right? But so, yeah. So whatever. You just got to take them at their word. But he claimed that it was kind of bunk that they were standing in the way. And a quick Google search, I found a Forbes article that said, no, they want the monopoly on the over-the-counter contraception. They don't want it sold in Walgreens. They want to. You have to go to Planned Parenthood to get it. So they've been standing in the way of that over-the-counter contraception, which is awful.
And yeah, that's monopoly. You can't do that.
Right. Well, they can. They're a government organization, so they can whatever they want. So they're the big ones that are standing in the way of this stuff. So people should get mad about that. And it should be sold at grocery stores even.
I mean,
enough
absolutely.
Of this. Over the counter. It's if you can prevent these things from even happening to begin with, that's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,